Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Volaris Airline announces more ways to get to Mexico from Sacramento, while American Airlines decides its new buy-on-board barbecue sandwich might be coming up a little short. The travel news is next.
At 3:20, our Smarter Traveler segment focuses on buying airline miles and points. Now, our approach has always been it's a terrible deal, but now we're alerting you on a unique situation when buying miles from an airline might actually save you some money.
We're going to do something fun in the second half of the show. At 3:35, our favorite travel agent, Gwen Duncan, joins us to share her list of how to get through a long airline flight. She has a list of stuff she brings with her to provide little comforts.
All right, and here's what we're going to do for fun today. After Gwen gives us her list, we're going to open up the phones and invite you to add your best ideas, okay? So be thinking about it. We'll take calls and award a $25 Whole Food gift card to the two best ideas. And, of course, it'll be judged by our crack staff.
Great information to make you a smarter traveler, some prizes and fun, tidbits of travel news. My goodness, you must have found the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I got two tickets to Alaska.
North to Alaska. They go north to Russia's own.
Well, for heaven's sakes, as my mama used to say, it's another version of the Travel and Entertainment Guys right here on your radio.
Where?
Right here. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. You know, we didn't do our whole show prep today, Mark, because usually at this point I say, where have you been and what have you been doing? And
And
we talk about what we're going to say before you do the news. And you know, I got nothing here.
It would have been boring.
I know.
Because I've just been home all week working my buns off. It's it's catalog season at Sports Leisure Vacation. So we are all busy working on putting together, you know, the big catalog and all the new trips and all that kind of jazz. So it's for a lot of people who arrange travel or organize travel. 'Tis the time of the year when we are already looking forward to as far as next fall. So it's travel is a business where a lot of planning is done in advance. So that's sort of what we're doing.
Do you have some new trips added to the catalog that are pretty excited
about?
We do,
about a dozen. Our tour preview day is coming up on the 14th of September. It's a Saturday, and there are still a few seats available. You can give Sports Leisure Vacations a call if you would like to come, especially if you're a mature traveler and you're looking for a local company that can provide you with a service-oriented, wonderful product, while you might be interested in what they have to offer at Sports Leisure Vacations. But that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and so that's what we're working on.
Now, if you're a mature traveler, that would be me, with an immature attitude. Is that
those
okay?
People are the most fun.
Yeah. All right, we got a bigger show for you today. Let's get it going. Start off the show, as we always do, with our travel news, Huey Lewis and the Canoes background.
You got it. We mentioned in the headlines here that Volaris, one of the two Mexican airlines that serves Sacramento, is adding some service. They are going to go to Leon and in Mexico, and they're going to go a couple of things, three times a week, starting in November. So we already have a couple of flights to Guadalajara, summer service to Mexico City. So we're slowly expanding. These are also red-eye flights. So it's get up and, you know, go meet the people coming in at 11 o'clock and then go out in the middle of the night. But
now, they fly out of Terminal A, right? B.
Yes. Yes, okay. That's correct.
Are they the ones that has the flight attendants that wear the really neat little hats?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you got to see these hats. It's, it's kind of, you know, the ones that are pointed on each end, and it kind of looks like sailor kind of hats.
I see.
Sort of. They're great.
Does your wife know you pay so much attention to the outfits of the flight? Oh, never mind. I'm just mentioning that here.
What do you got?
No one died in the Aeromexico crash. The plane that fell out of the sky.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing? And experts are attributing to this to the fact that airplanes are stronger than ever, and there are a lot of flame-resistant items on board. Some of the materials and stuff that are on board the aircraft are flame-resistant, which gives people an opportunity to be able to get away from a plane that didn't blow up or break into little tiny pieces, which in this case, this plane had just taken off. And so, fortunately for the people involved, but air experts are somewhat amazed, but they really think that it may be because of the standards for how aircraft are being built these days is why every single person survived that flight. Here's a tip on what not to do if you're running late for your flight. Don't call in a bomb threat. Guy heading for the Cincinnati airport called in a bomb threat to delay a flight that he was about to miss. He wasn't real smart, though, because he called from his own cell phone.
Yeah.
So they kind of tracked that back down and figured out who it was. And when he got to the airport, they were kind of waiting for him.
And he missed his flight.
He's going to have to spend 60 weekends doing something. Let's see here. He will serve his sentence on, he will be in jail for 60 weekends, and he has to reimburse United Airlines $7,700 in restitution for the canceled flight. So good for them. I mean, if you're that stupid.
I think he got off light.
I think he did. He's lucky that he's not in jail for the rest of his days. Okay. Here's something kind of fun. Airline alliances are proactively helping passengers with tight connections. The airline alliances, you know, you've got the Sky Team, and you've got what's United part of? Star Alliance, and you've got One World. Well, these folks are working together now and starting to create situations where they can give customer service. Let's say, for example, you have a three-hour connection coming in on an international flight. Your flight's 2 hours late, so now it's starting to become you getting through customs and all that stuff and getting to your flight is getting to be a bit of a squeeze. But if somebody from the airline was there at the gate with a sign with your name on it and said, hey, follow me, got you in an express customs lane, got your bag back on the belt and you to the gate. And so they're starting to do this, and not only for just the very highest elite customers, which they've done it before, but now they're starting to do it for the average Joe. So in all three of the alliances are starting to do this. It's mostly at hub airports, which, of course, is where people have most of their connections. So we'll keep an eye on this. And as it develops, it sounds like something that would be really a great thing for customers. Mm-hmm, I mean, imagine you've got a tight connection. You know, it might be several other people on your plane that are going to connect to the same flight.
Often.
So people who, you know, being able to pass that word along would be a big deal. Nevada legalized marijuana. What's been now, Tom? About a year and a half or so? Year, something like that they legalized it?
Yeah, they were last year. One year ahead of us, weren't they?
Associated Press reports that marijuana revenue projections, taxes, have been exceeded by 25% in Nevada's first year of sales, blowing away even the loftiest expectations. Sales are expected to exceed $500 million. They don't say what the tax is from that. But in terms of real-world dollars, $25 million statewide for schools isn't exactly life-changing, but they said it is 2.5% of the education budget for the state. So some people are lighting up in Nevada, and in a strange way, the kids are benefiting. And they're also saying tourism opportunities await. So apparently we're going to see some of the tourism explosion for people visiting places and stuff like that. American Airlines has dropped their barbecue sandwich from buy on board now due to negative feedback. Now, you can see this at travelguysradio.com. And Tom, I showed you and Gwen looked at this before the show started. And if you could see this, this is there's a picture of what the sandwich is supposed to look like.
Let me show it to Luis, our board op.
All right. All right. Go show it to Luis so he can see it too there. Yeah.
Looks tasty.
Yeah. See the before and after there? Looks like a pile of a glob of something on a bun, as opposed to the picture, which makes it look like something that might actually be edible.
It's missing something there.
You can understand why people were just a little bit disappointed. If you want to see that for yourself, go to travelguysradio.com and you can see it. But American says they're dropping the sandwich due to negative feedback.
Looks like one of my homemade tuna sandwiches there.
Looks like somebody took a plop on a piece of bread. It's not. It's really not. It's not something that you
see it for yourself at TravelGuysRadio.com.
That is it. Hey, let's see here. We've got TSA is reportedly. This caused quite a stir last week. TSA came out and said, "Look, we'd like to consider eliminating screening at some of the smaller airports. You know, the places that only have two planes a day with 50 passengers or something. It just doesn't make sense." And oh my God, the reaction was pretty swift, and pretty loud and long. The change would impact about 10,000 passengers a day, who are screened by about 1,300 TSA employees. It's about 0.5% of the people who fly out of a U.S. airport on any given day. So you're saying, well, if these people aren't screened and their plane lands in Chicago, do they just go into the terminal? And the answer would be no, that wasn't part of the plan. They would be screened when they arrived, kind of like customs. You'd be screened when you arrived at the major airport. And I'm sure the major airports were just thrilled at the idea of dozens of planes from feeder airports needing people to be screened. Imagine that. Now, with an hour connection, you've got to wait in a line to be screened just to be able to get into the airport. I don't think there's any possibility that it could happen. But anyway, there it is. I got a note from one of our listeners who said, on our return trip last night, we witnessed a miracle. After dinner at the airport, we went to our departure gate to ask about pre-boarding. And the gate attendant said we could pre-board following one other person. This couple is an older couple. Lady in a wheelchair. She was slumped down watching us. Later, she was dozing periodically. So obviously, she was a pre-board. If we had known there were only about 30 passengers on the flight, we wouldn't have asked. Just before flight time, there was pre-boarding, a family group, the older lady in the wheelchair, and a young couple with three small children. On arrival in Oakland, we entered the gate arrival area. We heard an airport employee ask the gate attendant where the other wheelchair passenger was. As we headed for the airport exit, I noticed the lady who had been slumped over at our departure airport briskly walking away ahead of us, her dreadlocks bouncing up and down. It dawned on me that was the wheelchair lady. Recognized by her blonde dreadlocks with the black roots. Miracles do happen. During the flight, the lady was cured of whatever she had to be walked onto the airplane with. When it got to the other side, she cured. Was cured. Now, usually this happens on the East Coast flights from the north to the south. They get to Fort Lauderdale, and there's something in the air there that people just amazingly can get up and walk off the aircraft.
Yep. Miracle flights.
A miracle
and
flight.
Like you say, generally to a lot of times to tropical destinations.
You think so? And that pretty much is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys. And, often in the past, we have mentioned that, when the airlines gives you an opportunity to spend your hard-earned cash to buy airline miles and points, it's usually a terrible deal.
Never, ever, ever.
However, Mark is going to share something with us that there may be a situation where it could be to your advantage. And that's next on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
That's
like
how
the
I feel.
All-time travel song.
I can't
song.
Wait to get on the road again.
You can't?
Yeah. Off to Denver this coming week for a few days.
Understand you're going to a baseball game on Tuesday,
you
too.
You know, I am. Actually, I think it's Thursday. I'll ask you, hardcore Giants fan, how are we doing, by the way?
It's 2-2 after six innings in Arizona.
So I'm going there for, sightseeing and visit my daughter who's in training for a new job. And while we're there, we're going to go see the Dodgers play Colorado.
Okay.
Now, being a hardcore Giants fan, I'm going to have to wear my Giants gear.
Yes.
And but what do I do? Do I not cheer for anybody?
Root for the Rockies.
I cheer for the Rockies.
It's my two favorite teams are the Giants and whoever's playing the Dodgers. So you always, doesn't matter who it is, if it's the Good Sisters of the Poor, you root for them against the Dodgers.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Don't root for the Dodgers because that would be sacrilegious. When was the last time the Dodgers won a world championship anyway? Because the Giants have won three recently, and I'm thinking you have to go back to in the 40s or something like that. No, it's not that far, but
yeah.
I think it's back in the 70s. Yeah, it could happen this year.
It was close.
Let's
close
hope
last
not.
Year. Yeah.
Anyway, we have something more. This is not a baseball show. This is a sports show. I mean, this is a travel show, I think. And we're going to talk about, listen, we always talk about, Tom, how the airlines put these things out here where they say, hey, you can buy miles and fluff up your account and all this kind of, and every
pretty
time
regular,
you go to check
yeah.
in, they're mm-hmm. trying to, and it, they're all sucker moves. They are all sucker moves. That miles are never, even when they say, hey, buy 100,000 miles for this much money and we'll give you 100,000 miles free, it's never a good deal. It's never a good deal. It never prices out to be beneficial to you. The only situation I can think of where you might try doing that would be as if you had 80,000 miles and you needed 110, and therefore you had to buy a small portion and get ripped off on those to use the rest.
Right, and maybe to get a new status, an elite status, by buying up a little bit that would get you lots and lots of benefits.
Exactly, but yeah. here comes a situation that perhaps we hadn't thought about, and actually I had thought about this and had checked it one of the times when this story came up, but now someone has done some research and found out that there are indeed situations. This involves when you're buying like a last minute ticket that's very expensive, particularly if you're going overseas. So sometimes this will work for domestic stuff, particularly to Canada, where tickets tend to be fairly expensive. But this is the idea. The concept is because the ticket is so expensive, it is beneficial sometimes, particularly if there's a promotion going on where they're saying, get 50% more miles free or double your miles or whatever, that sometimes when those promotions are going on, that buying an expensive first class ticket overseas, an upgraded ticket, mm-hmm. or buying an economy ticket to a faraway destination in some cases, and they've given some examples here, one is flying to South Africa from Washington Dulles Airport. It's a long way. If you bought it, South African Airways is a member of the Star Alliance. You can use your United Miles. 140,000 United Miles will get you the ticket. And if you had to buy those miles at current rates, they've done some calculations and say, okay, this would still be $1,200 cheaper if you bought the miles and converted them into the ticket. Now, there is some risk there because, of course, there's a mileage ticket available. You've got to get those miles and get them converted, which can take anywhere from 20 minutes to a couple of days. And then your ticket goes away. But if you've got an airline that allows you to hold the ticket for a couple days for a small fee, that's a good idea. But anyway, the concept of this that I just wanted to plant was that we've always told people never buy airline miles. But the reality is that if you're getting ready to buy a really premium economy ticket or a first class ticket to travel a great distance across an ocean in most cases, or transcontinent to a minor airport on the other end, you may find that it's cheaper by a considerable amount of money to consider buying miles from that airline. Also, another thing you can do is buy miles from one of the airline's partners that's in the same alliance. But once again, you know, you're flying on a United flight and you've got miles from South African Airways and something goes wrong along the way, now what's going to happen? So these guys who hack these fares and do this all the time, they think nothing of doing things like this. To an amateur hacker, so to speak, I'd be a little bit more careful, but the reality is that if you can buy on an established airline the miles for your trip, and you're traveling on an established airline, and you're comfortable with those two carriers, then in some cases you can do this little switcheroo and go online and buy miles and end up a lot cheaper. So if you find yourself in a situation where you're buying that ticket, it might be time to do that homework.
Okay, so for the layman here that understands this, yep. you're saying that when they offer you the miles to purchase, mm-hmm. oftentimes they offer you X number of miles. Let's say, you know, you get 100,000 points
right.
for X amount of money. And then they're going to throw in some extra miles on top of that when you make the purchase.
Frequently, they will give you 30% more, or okay. 50% more, or even 100% more.
Okay, so the extra miles and the extra that they add on to it is going to be cost you will be a better use that to buy your expensive
in
ticket.
Some cases when those mm-hmm. promotions are going on and you're in a position where you okay. have to pay $2,000-$5,000 for a ticket,
right,
you might be able to use miles, buy miles, especially if you already had some miles, but mm-hmm. let's pretend you didn't have any miles, and buy all the miles to get that ticket and have that ticket end up costing you, in some of the examples they've used here, as much as $1,200 to $1,400 less on a $4,000 ticket. So this isn't about going to Los Angeles or Denver or even Hawaii.
Right.
This is more about going to someplace, like I said, over an ocean or definitely transcontinental and perhaps landing in a secondary or a tertiary airport on the other side. One other thing I wanted to update folks on We talked last week. Remember, we had Chris Elliott on, and he talked about resort fees.
Correct.
And this is like the number one thing in my craw is resort fees. I just think this is the biggest ripoff. A hotel tells you the price is $189, and you go through and you get the booked and everything, and now they're telling you what $189 times three plus the taxes are going to be. And all of a sudden, up pops up this resort or destination or urban, whatever. They're getting real creative in what they call it now. Facility fee. Unbelievable. And so now suddenly your room costs, instead of being $189, now is $213. And you're like, well, what the heck is going on here? But you've already invested all this time and effort. And so in many cases, people just pay it. And in many cases, they're paying for things that they used to get for free.
And the other thing is, and then I think folks that have run across this know so, particularly in Vegas, you got a $48 a night resort fee. That's each night.
Yeah, no,
it's not 48 for the three nights you're staying.
And you're saying, well, what place has a $48 resort fee? And Tom, there are two places in Vegas now that have resort fees that are over $40 a night.
Oh, yeah.
So $48 is just around the corner. Chris Elliott published an article this week about some of the cities where resort fees are the highest. And so very quickly, Miami, Phoenix. This is really interesting. Average resort fee, $24. In Phoenix? Are you kidding me? There's a gazillion hotels in Phoenix.
They do what they can do.
Why would you? Las Vegas, of course, we talked about that. Average resort fee, $29. Oahu, average resort fee, $25, up 10% from last year. San Diego, average resort fee, $22, up 13% from last year. Fort Lauderdale, $19 a night. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, $13 a night. New York, $28 a night, average up 15% from last year. Florida Keys, $24 a night, down 3.6% from last year. Orlando, $14 a night, up 9%. So it's spreading like wildfire. It's like, let's see how much we can screw the traveler by adding these fees that are just absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, Chris, and so when they come up, complain about them. Let the people at the front desk know that you think it's ridiculous and that you're considering not booking there next time if they continue such a practice. You know, or if you thought the resort fee was wonderful and you were happy they added it to your bill, why, you can tell them that too.
And Mark, I think I asked you earlier, is it going to do any good?
Mm-hmm.
And your comment was
it does. If you have, particularly if you have status in a hotel's program and you're making reservations, they hit you with a resort fee, you should push back. They may not take it out, but you may get there and find a nice amenity in your room or something that might at least kill some of the problem from having that horrible fee added to your bill.
There you go. And it'll make you feel better that you brought it to their attention.
Prizes after the news. Prizes
after the news. Actually, we're going to spend some time with Gwen, and we'll explain to you how you're going to win your prize. That's next on The Travel Guys. Here we go. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the travel and entertainment guys, I might point out.
Absolutely.
And special guest Gwen Duncan with Cordially Yours Travel joining us here on the radio today, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to give away a $25 Whole Foods gift card. And Mark, two of them. Let our listeners know how they can qualify, what they need to be thinking about.
Well, here's the deal. Gwen is good. Don't call yet, because Gwen is going to give us a half dozen of her favorite items she takes with her on long-distance plane flights. And then you have to come up with some items of your own. And we will open the phone lines up, and you can call and tell us what item you would like to add to Gwen's list, and whoever has the two best ideas, we'll take as many calls as time allows. Whoever has the two best ideas, we will give those folks $25 Whole Foods gift cards. So Gwen, you cannot win. So it's 921-1530 and 916-921-1530 and 1-800-834-1530, but don't call yet because you don't know what Gwen's list is. So Ms. Duncan,
yes.
Of Cordially Yours Travel, 'tis a pleasure to have you today in the building.
Thank you.
You were already here when Tom and I came in. We're sitting downstairs waiting for Gwen, and because it's a weekend, the building is locked up, and Tom says, I'll bet you Gwen is already upstairs waiting for us.
She has secret methods of getting into the building, just not into the studios. Gwen, We're going to qualify you a little bit here. You've been traveling a little bit over the years. Mm-hmm. How many miles, long distance miles, do you think that you have traveled, or for how many years?
And how many destinations? I've been traveling since 1980. Well, actually,
wow, 1975. Wow, that was kind of a rude way of asking her how old she was. I think. Well,
yeah, it was.
But I think I'm older than you.
I'm just saying
that Gwen has had a lot of opportunity to learn the tricks of travel long distance.
Yeah, I think a couple of things that you've got to really concentrate on is don't take too much stuff as a carry-on. It's going to violate the space that you have to be comfortable, number one. And it's just not necessary.
Now, wait a minute. These are supposed to be things that you take with you. So the first thing out of your mouth was something that you're not supposed to take,
Don't take too much.
Okay, it's not about quantity. It's about quality.
That's right. So one of the things that we do, especially for long distance travel, if we're going to be doing any purchasing or anything, we always have a luggage weight. You know, I want those scales, luggage scales. Mm-hmm. They're not very expensive.
Okay.
And that'll save you a lot of money.
A luggage scale. That's the screwiest thing on your list. I want you to know that.
Oh,
It is.
Okay, how about chewing gum?
Who would actually carry a luggage scale? Never mind.
That would be me.
I've known Gwen for a while. Yeah, that would be. Okay, so a luggage scale. That's legit.
And then because there are so many reports, we get the reports about germs and stuff and bacteria on the planes. It's really bad. Then you take wet wipes and sanitary, you know, them.
Are you one of those people who gets on the plane and starts wiping everything down
before
you sit down?
I've gotten to where I would just wet down a napkin or something, but now I'm going to do it.
Yeah, use the sanitary things.
You just bring the fire hose and just go for the whole thing. All right.
A lot of people don't have problems with height, but I do, and I like chewing gum. I'll chew chewing gum when you're getting in the higher elevations. But a lot of people with kids, the kids are screaming and screaming and screaming. Mm-hmm. And the hint that I can give them is to take a pacifier because it keeps their swallowing in the back, and then they don't scream and they don't do all that. Mm-hmm. It really helps. I asked a stewardess about that, and she says it's a really good idea for people to take a pacifier.
I think we call them flight attendants now.
Oh, flight attendants. Then the other thing is always, always take your valuables and your prescription drugs with you in your carry-on.
Uh-huh.
Your car keys and all that. Don't go lock them. And, of course, your passports and your documents should be kept with you.
Okay, now wait a minute. Wait, so we asked for five things here, so let's go back.
That wasn't
the first thing.
Oh, okay.
The first thing was
the luggage scale.
The luggage scale, yes, that's screwy.
It could cost a lot of money.
Well, huh? let me help Gwen out here, or should I actually helping you out? See, Gwen, you know, when you get to the airport, they weigh your luggage that goes underneath.
Uh-huh.
When you go on vacation and you're Gwen and her husband, they buy a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah, right.
So that 45-pound bag, you know, when they add all that other stuff to it, she needs to find out.
So the $20 bucks they paid for the scale comes back to them they don't have to pay a baggage fee.
You can get scales for $7.
Do you see where her eyes lit up when she said that? Okay.
We can get them
so a luggage, there's probably people who would like to get through on the phone. Okay, so luggage scale. Chewing gum. There was another thing
I missed. And then I had wet wipes of some sort.
Wet wipes.
Sure to take your prescription drugs and stuff. And then one thing is an empty container for water. You should stay hydrated.
Okay.
And if you have an empty bottle, you can...
Do you fill it before you get on the plane? Or do you just get on the plane with it empty?
Yes, I do. Yes, we do. And then when we're doing the layovers or the stopovers, whatever, then we'll fill them up because you really have to stay hydrated while you're up in that high of elevation.
That is very important. Okay, so on
Gwen's... There are lots of other ones.
But Gwen's... And she actually spit out six there because when she went back, she forgot one.
Yeah.
So when Gwen is talking, she's saying chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Okay. And
wet wipes
mm-hmm. and
travel scale
and
prescriptions and valuables.
Mm-hmm. And she snuck in passports good. Your ID. And what was the last one you had?
An empty bottle.
Yes. To be able to, you know, or if you get stuck on the tarmac for 2 hours, you can use it for something else.
Lots of other ones.
921-1530. That's 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We're going to take a little bit of a break while Luis sets up the phone calls. And so what we're doing here, if you just tuned in, Gwen has given us five of her things when she goes on a long plane flight that she uses to keep comfortable. And we have a couple more that we're going to throw in when we come back from the break. And we're looking for from you, what is that one item that you would like to add to our list? Just one, your very best item. And whoever has the two best items between now and the time that we stop taking calls will win a $25 Whole Foods gift card. Does that sound right, Thomas?
Works for me, buddy.
All right, let's go. You give us a call, 921-1530, 800-834-1530. We'll take a break and come back and take your calls on the Travel Guys.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, with special guest Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel with us here in studio. By the way, follow along at TravelGuysRadio.com for pretty much most everything we talk about, including our discussion about the things that you want to bring inside the cabin when you fly, and particularly if you're flying on long flights. It's a lot of the things that Gwen brought up at the very beginning are things that wouldn't matter whether it was a long or a short trip, but they're kind of essentials that have a lot of benefits. And we have lined up some callers who are vying for a $25 Whole Foods, actually we have two of them, $25 Whole Foods gift cards for the most creative answer, or should I say suggestion.
Suggestion, absolutely.
Something to take along.
We have a board full of callers, so we're going to try to rip through those, and we'll take some more calls. So if you're getting a busy signal, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530, and we'll try to free up some lines for you. We'll take you on the phone, ask you what your idea is quickly, and then move on to the next person. So here we go, folks. Nancy is up first. Welcome to the Travel Guys, Nancy. Thank you for listening.
Hi.
So what is your what's the best thing to take on a long distance plane flight?
Your phone charger.
Your phone charger.
Now you mean just the cord and the plug?
Right, so that if you get delayed, you're going to be sure to be able to charge your phone if it goes dead.
Got it.
Now, do you just take one? Do you, Nancy, just have one? One charger?
One per phone.
Okay. Yeah. See, now that's a good idea, because if you just take one charger and you've got more than one phone, then you've got a problem. So you need a multiple. You know, and plus, if there might be limited plugs available, you know. Okay, mm-hmm. So Nancy's got a phone charger. Okay, somebody keeping a list of this stuff here?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Let's go to Frank here. Frank, welcome to the Travel Guys. Yo, Frank.
Hello.
Hey, Frank.
Hi.
What's the...
Yeah, the thing that I like to take along with me that I always try to remember to pack is my light-blocking sleep mask.
Okay, now where do you get your light-blocking sleep mask? Is this a professional version?
You can usually buy them, you know, like at the travel stores or the luggage stores.
Okay,
all right. Where they sell luggage accessories. And usually, you know, you have to try to get them in a smooth fabric, like satin perhaps, so when it's on your face, it doesn't indent, you know, the...
Right. Now let me ask you...
The mask into your face.
Yes. Gwen laughs, but this is important. Yeah.
I use...
Yeah, now, you guys that use the mask, Frank, when it comes time for... Do you wait until after drink service occurs, or do you put it on right at the beginning of the flight and just kind of listen for the... What would you like to drink?
No, I put it on afterwards.
I see.
Okay, and then you know, at least sometimes, you know, people like to read next to you. They turn on the light overhead, and you know, and then you know, you might want to take a little nap or snooze.
Have you ever enjoyed your beverage while you still had the mask on?
No, I usually like to see what I'm drinking.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me ask you here, Frank, before we let you go. Since you're a guy with a sleep mask, not all of us have sleep masks, and the issue here is who controls whether or not the window is up or down. You're on a flight. Well, you'd like to sleep.
Mitigating. Yeah. That's another factor, you know, that sometimes comes into play, and you know, you either have to nicely ask if you're not sitting close to the window, nicely ask your neighbor if they wouldn't mind closing or opening the window. And a lot of times, you know, if you ask politely, you know, they'll be more than obliged to, you know, honor your request. So,
or at least give you some kind of a reason why, you know, it's not like the sun's about to come up and I want to watch the sunrise. Yeah, or something like that. All right.
True. Frank. And then if they don't comply, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world, you know. We're all there. and it's to one destination. So.
And Frank doesn't think it's a problem because he's got his light-blocking sleep mask. So, you know, I mean, what does he care what you do with the Frank?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a good idea. Let's go to Christina next. Christina, thank you for being a Travel Guys listener. What have you got to add to our list?
I would bring earplugs or noise-canceling ear covers.
Yeah.
Bose is a good company. They can be seen by the stewardesses, so it's easier for them to get your attention. They'll ask you, you know, to lift them off so that you can hear what they have to say. Earplugs are kind of, they don't know if that you're wearing them or not, but they work really well. Bring a pair for a friend because people will thank you if that unforeseen child is not having a good flight.
Yeah.
I like that. Bring a pair for a friend. Good idea, Christina.
Yeah, Christina, get together with Frank. You got you're blinded out.
Yeah.
And you can't hear nothing.
No.
We can't hear anything.
Yeah, so you could be anywhere.
Yeah, I think.
Right?
Perfect.
Absolutely. And who knows what could happen after that because they wouldn't know because they can't hear anything or. Christina.
Flight.
Yeah, exactly. Christina, thank you for your suggestion. We're taking things that you would take on a long-distance airline flight. Gwen Duncan started us with a half a dozen things. What did you have, Gwen? Quickly, a review there. You had string and chewing gum. And
yeah, I had wet wipes.
The
bacteria wipe things. Chewing gum,
uh-huh.
A luggage scale, prescription and valuables should be in there. And an empty bottle that you can fill water in.
Right, and your passport.
Yes,
yeah, and
exactly. Your passport and bag.
Did you say string?
So, I was just making fun, you know. 921-1530, and that's a 916 number, and 800-834-1530. We've got two Whole Foods gift cards. We'll take some more calls here, and whoever we decide has the best idea, adding to our list, and maybe we'll come up with something here. All right, let's go back up to the top of the board here and take Diane. Diane, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hello, thank you.
You're welcome. What do you got for our long-distance airplane flight list, things to make you more comfortable?
I like to take the food bars that I can eat, gluten-free, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I take because if I'm stuck in the airport and I just need a snack or I need a lift or in between meals on the really long trip to Europe.
I like to take a blue cheese and onion sandwich.
Now, wait a minute. That's where I was going to go next with Diane here. Is Diane, if you like to bring food on board, are there rules? Do you feel there are rules about what you should and should not bring on board when it comes to edibles?
Yes. I don't think hot soups and things like that should be allowed. I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Sure. But these food bars are wrapped individually.
What about smelly foods? How do you feel about, Tom and his blue cheese and...
cheese and onion sandwich.
Yeah.
Maybe with sardines.
Actually, I like cheese and onion sandwich. So
you're my kind of girl.
Diane is going to sit right next to Tom there in 15B. All right. Well, Diana says she will bring food. Diane says she'll bring food because obviously she has some dietary restrictions and that's what she likes to bring. All right. Let's go to the next one here. I think let's go. Line two is Lori. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Yes, my what I would like for you, and I wasn't listening to hear if it was already mentioned, is one of those wrap around your neck pillow type things. Either that or a nice squishy small pillow that you easily stuff into your carry-on.
Yeah,
because you are going to be sleeping. You could even use it to muffle out, those crying babies, either lend it to the mom to give them a little whap on the head.
Now, Lori, let me ask you here. Have you found, because if you're a Travel Guys listener, you know that we've been looking for the perfect airplane pillow for quite some time now haven't really found it.
Exactly. That's why I like to take my own. And if you don't, they do sell those little wrappy things, at the airports, but they're very expensive.
Those little wrappy things.
Everything at the airport is expensive.
Now, do you bring, Lori, your pillow from your bed at home?
No. I have a little travel pillow that's actually become one of my favorites even at home, but it's small enough to where I could just squish it anywhere. you know, down my shirt, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So you, so Lori has sort of a personal relationship with her travel pillow. Obviously, when they get out on the road together, why they're able to get.
That's right. We bonded.
You've bonded together. All right. Thank you, Lori. Let's see here. We're going to run out of time in a few minutes. Let's take out as many as we can. Don, on line three. Welcome to the Travel Guys, Don. What would you like to add to our list?
Well, I'm going a little different route. I always bring a solar flashlight. It's a small, flat solar flashlight, so it's already charged when you get on board. So mm-hmm. if you happen to, we travel with our grandson, drop something down in the seat on the floor, it's easy to see. And then once you get to the airport, Oakland's a good place. The regular parking, there's not a lot of lighting out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us actual lighting. Possibilities.
Yeah, and you would say, well, but you would have everybody has a flashlight on their phone, but if you're taking a long plane flight, what if you get to the other end and your phone is dead?
That's correct.
Now you've got no way to be able
to.
Yeah, no, that's I like that. Thank you, Don.
Yep.
Thank you very much. All right, let's take a couple more here. How about line five? We've got Dave has an idea here on line five. You with us, Dave?
Hi, I always take a pair of cheap flip-flops because long into the flight, the bathrooms get a little bit messy on the floor.
Yes, that's not water on the floor after about 5 hours into the flight.
Up front, you get a free pair from the airline, but if you're in economy, you don't.
You know, he brought something up, too, and I tease my son-in-law, who always wears flip-flops and extremely comfortable semi-sloppy clothes when we fly. You know, I remember the days when people used to wear suits. Bottom line is he's a smart man because you got to take your shoes off when you're going through the, you know, the TSA. And if you got flip-flops on, that's a lot easier to get off and put back on than those lace-up army boots, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the truth. All right, flip-flops. I think that's an excellent suggestion. That may, I like that one a lot. Let's see if we can get one more here, and then we'll let our crack judges decide who the winners are. Let's go to DeMargo, it looks like, is on line one. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
My idea was compression socks.
See,
Gwen is applauding.
Gwen's applauding you because, you know, that was one of the things. I told her she could only name a half a dozen things off her list, and she had like a dozen. And she's like, oh, I'm going to have to leave compression socks off. But explain why compression socks would be important.
I only say that just because of the cramped quarters and just no leg room and just to have some circulation in the legs once you're, you know, in the plane and off the plane.
And they tell you when you're taking a long distance flight to get up and move around the cabin a little bit.
Yeah, medically, that's a smart thing to do. Your doctors and over the years, people have indicated that compression socks will help prevent blood clots and so forth.
Deep vein thrombosis, DVT.
That thrombosis
thing. Let me pass this over to you guys here, and you indicate, I've made a list here of the people, with short arms. and tell me who you think the winners are, and then hold it up to the window there so Luis can, unless he can tell us who he's already got his vote. I'll be right back. I'm going to go over here and see which two Luis liked. Here, did you write them down, Luis? Yeah, this is
okay.
Live radio.
You pick out the one.
Live, you guys got your winners over there?
No.
Okay, let's see here.
Get them over here. We're running out of time here.
I'm going to put my initials.
You're listening
there.
To the Travel Guys, by the way,
and,
Travel and Entertainment Guys.
Let me see. Where was the other one?
We're here every Sunday from 3 to 4, and you can find everything we talk about on the show at travelguysradio.com. And also, if you'd like to get our podcast, if you go to travelguysradio.com, right up at the top there, you'll see an opportunity to be able to get a podcast. All right, pass the thing back over here. We haven't got any more time here, gang.
Okay.
You've got to
those are ones he did.
Okay, well, I'm not seeing anything on here. Where are my
ones
winners?
With his signature. He put
my initials next to the two.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, there we go. All right, and this is the one I liked, and he liked the. All right, so looks like our winners Are Don for the solar flashlight and Dave for the flip-flops, as judged by our staff? They'll each win $25 Whole Foods gift cards. We will be back next Sunday with some more crazy fun. Thank you to all of you who called in, and thanks for listening to the program.
TravelGuysRadio.com. Thanks, my friends. See you next time.
That was fun.